Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Everybody, let's go ahead and introduce ourselves since we're missing some folks today.
Hi, I'm Tilda.
Hi.
Are we doing her? This is Kelly, I play Tilda.
Hi, I'm Carrie, and I play Galen the Gallant.
I'm Jazz, and I'm playing Hogar.
I'm Jocelyn, I have laryngitis, and I play Lady Dulet Corlin.
Yeah, you'll have to pardon us. Most of us are either still in the midst of recovering or barely recovered from Concrud.
The plague. An echoey sound on the Concrud.
The Conclave.
We've all lost our voices. We're all on antibiotics. And
I will be trying to edit out as many coughs as possible.
So we apologize in advance, but it was so worth it.
It was worth
it. Yeah, totally do it again.
Wild Wild West Con.
Wild Wild West Con.
This episode brought to you by the Z-Pack.
Zithromycin.
And tea.
Yes. Can't have, they have to have the tea.
And hot toddies.
Oh my gosh, there have been a lot of those lately.
Irish up that tea for you?
Can I? Yes.
So as the group has gotten back to Phandalin after doing up their little adventure in Wyvern Tor and rejoined Lady Jocelyn and Hogar, Lady Jocelyn has a problem.
Dilek.
Yes, well, you are Lady Jocelyn, but you're also Lady Dilek.
I do apologize.
No, it's all right. We're all on drugs. I'm legal drugs.
Apparently, some of your work crew have been disappearing after they uncovered some of the rubble. Another third level underneath the manor.
Dun, dun, dun!
The civilian work crew found a hatch that they opened up, and they kind of snuck down there to see what they could find. And they found what seems to be a crypt underneath the area that the Red Brands were using as their hideout.
Oh,
unfortunately, after they cleared some of the rubble, all of a sudden they started reporting strange, scary things, and a few members disappeared.
Oh. Ooh, we must investigate.
Yes, we can't have helpless town folks disappearing.
No, especially while they're doing service, because we want them to understand not only is service important, but it's safe.
Yeah, and they have to finish rebuilding the manor.
And if there's something dark lurking underneath this manor.
How many dead kings do you have under this thing, anyway?
and I do believe that our dear lady had to pay for the dead workers.
Well, that would be the honorable thing. Yeah. Think of their families.
Oh, yes, no, that's the it's in the package. The service package. You commit yourself to service, and should you die in my service,
funeral arrangements.
My service and take care of
that's a beautiful system.
Yeah.
And they get 5 shiny copper coins for your life.
Right, yes. It's a very good service.
And 3 square meals a day.
And she pays that Undertaker guy that we met that one episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, delightful.
Does he have a name?
He does, but we'll get into that later.
Bob the Undertaker.
Bob. They call him Bob the Reanimator.
Well, no, that's a side job. No, but that's a whole different story.
That's for another
the Phandalin Dead.
Animators Incorporated.
Animaniacs?
No, it's like
Reanimaniacs.
Reanimaniacs.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so you guys
imagine what Wacko was up to.
Now you guys are preparing to go down the hatch.
Yes. Woo! We're going to hunt this fowl, whatever, multiple fowl creatures we do not know.
Okay, let's just all remember, we don't have our healer with us.
Yes.
That's true, Thrain is off.
No owies.
You see his magic powers for other people. It's very sad.
Yep.
No magic finger.
And the salted elf is recruiting more for his dragon cult.
Oh, well, as you do, we don't want to know what he's doing. No. I have a question for you. I'm like full health.
Everyone is at full health, yes. Yeah, everyone is fully recovered.
Thank you. Except for the emotional scars.
Oh, the ocean of scars. And the dents in my armor are terrible.
And? Even though, you know, it's like I know that you have at least one healing potion. I know that you have
two
at least,
now.
Yeah, you have at least one.
And a healer's kit.
I know that I have. Does Jeff? Do you have?
I think I have.
Okay. I have a third one. I'm going to give you mine.
You're so sweet, little
Thank
one.
Thank you.
She is sweet.
No. I'm just smart.
She's just keeping the.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
She's just plotting on who she's going to abandon next time.
Hey, I never abandoned him.
Not intentionally,
anyway. Salted elf just thinks that he's, you know, a tanky elf, which is
yeah, a
terrible plan.
It's like, I'm sorry, we're ranged.
He's got rogue
DPS. I'm tank and DPS.
Right. Yeah.
Ish.
Okay. So, those of you that don't have
call me
dark
ish
vision.
I've
got a Moby Dick to kill.
I'll go down first.
Okay. So, are you guys going to be carrying light sources, I hope?
I have my lantern.
Oh, did we get any, were there any witnesses, survivors, or, you know, that could describe some of the phenomenon?
Unfortunately, Kuchita. The only...
did Madame Askew bring her Godzilla?
Do not make her titter with the chest congestion. She could die. There could be one titter, and then it's tilt.
I do have my emergency inhaler.
Thank you.
Just saying.
I do have more codeine cough syrup.
Codeine for everybody.
Right? I think, you'll know it's starting to wear off when I start to wilt a little bit. And it'll be time to, reanimate.
Reanimaniacs.
You're trying to...
Sorry.
Okay, so for the record, who has the light sources? So we have a
bullseye
lantern.
I'm holding a bow. Somebody else better hold that lantern.
I have a shield and sword. My hands are full.
I have
Let's
a bow
go
too.
Clean house.
But the nice thing is it can actually sit at my waist because it clips.
Because you can then just put.
Yeah.
So we'll get this nice subdued lighting from the ground up.
Hey!
You
see that short?
Shuffling. Well, when you put the light down, is what she's referring to.
Yeah, it's hanging at your waist. So
we actually.
Trust girl lighting!
It's perfect. It's perfect for the kill fest we're about to embark on. It will really add
that striking
ambiance.
Yeah.
Okay, so Hogarth's going to be going down first. Who's next?
I'll go second because I have the light.
Okay, then I will follow.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. You go next. I will do distance ranged weapon from behind you.
One of the tanks in the bag.
Hogarth, do you have, low light vision?
Dark vision.
Ooh. Then I'll go after Lady Corlin.
Perfect.
Okay. Right.
That's fine with me.
Okay, so you guys are heading down. You lift up this old rotten hatch that you found. And you descend down the little rickety, rusted-out iron rungs of the ladder.
Did it look like the Red Brains had used it?
It looked like it has not been used in a very long time.
So maybe they didn't even know about it. All the kerfuffle above.
The commoners basically told you they were hoping that they could find some treasure or something in there. And all of a sudden, the workers cleared there's a little maze, and the workers cleared a path that was buried with rubble. And all they know is one of them screamed, and they heard some weird wailing, and pretty much everyone ran for the woods.
The banshee.
Maybe this is where she.
Of all the dead kings under here, let's hope she's not one of them.
Yeah, sour beast Agatha. I wonder if my honey biscuit cheered her up.
One wish question ever.
right? Yeah.
I had that book. I gave it away. I don't know where it went.
It could be anywhere.
It's not my fault. It's how it was written.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. So when you guys descend down, after you get in the initial area, there's a set of stairs that take you even deeper underneath.
Mm-hmm. And they look like...
And you come to a T.
Ancient
stuff. Left! 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 I just like left.
It's a solid maze.
Well, what do you see?
Okay, basically you see an old, it looks like human stonework. It's very old, and you see in the dust in the ground, there's footprints of people who have recently been here, but thick, thick layers of dust and cobwebs.
Looks like two corners down either way, so...
Let's flip a coin!
Did the footsteps go either way?
Good. It looks most likely from the commoners because you see.
I know who it is. I'm just saying, which direction did they go in? Because obviously it was one that got him killed.
In this direction.
We're gonna flip a coin. Okay, heads we go right.
The footsteps.
Oh, fine. Take all my fun away.
They said they cleared a passage. It would have been.
It would have been left.
Yep. Well, you can definitely see the cobwebs have been cleared. You know. Through there, they've been broken apart, and there's cobwebs falling. People definitely left in a hurry from this way.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, so you guys are heading this way.
You go. Mm-hmm. Do the noise. Thank you.
And when you get into a large little antechamber there, you see where there's piles of old supplies that are just rotted into just...
When you say old supplies, like we're talking like how...
Would you like to poke through the pile?
Yeah, I would like to look for some expiration dates.
Okay, as you poke through this pile, that the only thing you can really recognize
my
when this
was my sword
with this mold smell just poofs in your face. All right,
you
recognize
on my
what
face.
May have been wood of some kind and some old rusty nails and just black stuff. It may have been linen, it may have been meat. You can't really tell because it's degraded into just black mold stuff.
Yeah, I hate that lack of identifying linen meat.
And you do see a few pots there, but whatever was inside those little clay pots is evaporated away long.
That would have been the sauce for the linen meat.
The linen meat. Oh, drama.
Did you guys ever hear George Carlin and talk about the thing, the food? What is it? Looks like meat. It could be cake. It's meat cake. So it's meat cake.
Meat cake.
Yeah.
Okay. But as Tilda starts poking around at these things, one of the clay pots tips over and cracks, ooh, making a loud noise that kind of echoes during the dead silence.
Ooh. Hello,
and,
we're here.
And all of a sudden, you
sorry,
start,
I didn't mean to crack one.
as her cackling laughter echoes with the sound of the pot, you all of a sudden hear a distant moaning sound and just a slow shuffling. But all of a sudden, you also hear from a different direction. The moaning sound seems to like echo, and then you also hear, but it doesn't really sound like you're hearing it. It's more like you're feeling that second sound.
Okay, so there's
Tilda,
a moaning.
There's a moaning shuffling that's at a very distant. And then there's this just haggard. It almost sounds like the wind, but there's no wind in here.
Tilda's gonna go.
Did anybody bring salt and iron?
Did anybody bring a cleric with turn dead?
What do I look like, a spellcaster?
Tilda's gonna go.
Cacophony of coughing begins.
Just anybody out there?
So the moaning sound is coming from a distance, and the weird wind sound is coming from, it sounds like over here to your ahead of you guys.
Do you think it's something?
Is it wind or breathy? It's like Darth Vader.
You did that without coughing. Good job.
I am. Hey, I had
she's
it before
further
everybody.
Along than us.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, but I never had this either.
She had the cough crowd before the convention.
That's true. Her and my husband.
That's what I get for sleeping with her. Mm. Okay, so what are you guys going to do?
Do we go
now that Tilda has filled this room with a mild mold smell?
I think moving on from the mold is an excellent plan.
Okay.
At least to there.
We're following Hogar.
See what's around the corners.
Definitely.
Okay, as you look around the corner, you, with your dark vision, you actually see there's movement over in this chamber in the distance, and the slow, slight moaning sound seems to be coming from this way.
Mm. When you say movement,
give it in the face.
Does it look like it's moving towards, or just kind
of just kind of moving, like it's like drapes just drifting.
When there's no breeze down there, well, we know we hear kind
nothing's
of a breeze.
Nothing's moving in a definitive motion.
Well, you know, there's dead kings down here. There has to be dead servants.
Well, it's just a manor. It's more like dead lords.
Well, either way,
we could have.
But
should be dead and aren't.
But you hear the moaning that sounds like it's the harsh.
There's a lich running them.
It sounds like it's coming from this direction.
Could it be human screams that are gagged?
Like I'm in horrible pain, kind of thing.
It is my, perception of 11. Tell me anything.
it tells you that you hear a noise.
I got a 19.
Your perception.
Oh my god! I just wasted a 20 on perception. Oh,
but you're very perceptive.
And it's a natural 20.
What was Hogar's perception?
Critical perception.
Okay, you with your natural 20, and you actually hear the there's actually
like somebody without a tongue.
It almost does sound like someone without a tongue, but you do hint the words of "be gone." You actually are hinting the hint of someone trying to make words.
Why? Well, it's like, are they telling us to be gone, or they're telling the zombie who knows?
Could
whatever?
Could you clarify that, please? Are you telling us to be gone, or the woman over there?
Are you guys staying there? Or are you moving forward?
Or are you going?
I'm staying where I am.
The tongueless one.
We're going to have to clear some things out.
Let's just move people.
Clear some things out. I'm gonna move up here and peek around.
Just let me shoot arrows at something.
When you do, you look around the corner. Just as you see, you see a wraith, basically the shadow within the dark. And it's just
those are
like
the ones you don't want to touch.
Scratching
right?
at what looks like its face, but you can see right through it. Mm-hmm. It's like scratching at its own face. It's just. And as it opens its mouth bigger than a human ever could, you see that its tongue has been cut off.
Oh, that poor guy.
Poor dude.
So maybe we want to come back for him as he sees
Let's go.
As soon as Hogar peeks around the corner.
Hey, no, don't you touch my dice. You just mojoed her dice. You know the rules. You can't use our dice.
But I did. But I did. I touched them. And now they're dirty, dirty dice.
Now we have to, like, spread salt on them. And, you know, like, do the whole ceremony.
Put them in a bowl of water on a full moon. No, I got mine out finally.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
See? That's much better.
Okay, with its natural one, it did not see Hogar.
Well,
when you're clawing your eyes out, it's kind of hard to see.
And you're so busy worrying about your cut-off tongue instead of your...
It's in Hogar. He suffered the great curse.
So perhaps we want to.
So I'm going to
kill the movement.
Duck about back around the corner and return to the party. Whisper to them that there's something translated over there that has its tongue cut out and is none too happy about it.
I guess I shouldn't tease him then.
He's probably cranky.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, maybe we should fix him up with Agatha.
Totally fix them up together.
Banshee and a wraith. I totally see it.
The incorporeal.
You know, she
service.
Might not be such a you know.
It might not be
such a bitter pill.
It's
like, yeah.
Getting all incorporeal against each other.
Ooh.
Get some howling all up in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you got the moaning and the howling.
Scoping.
Scoping.
Do not bring a titter. She could die.
She knows what movie I'm talking about.
Liam Neeson, Beverly D'Angelo, Peter O'Toole, Steve Guttenberg, Daryl. Hannah, that's it.
Yeah,
so I okay, so what are you guys going to do now that you know that there's a wraith over here?
Wraiths are bad.
Wraiths are bad.
If I remember correctly, if they touch you, you lose experience points.
No, that's old school D&D.
Oh, okay, cool.
If they touch you,
you
lose strength.
Yeah.
You still lose levels, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. So we've got, faint movement in this other room.
Uh-huh.
Is it wraith-like?
Hogarth couldn't quite see.
Let's go get it.
Do you want to try looking again?
Get it in the face.
Okay.
Around the corner.
Are you being sneaky?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth roll.
Not you. That one sucks.
Picking your poison.
Yeah, not terribly great. It's 12.
12? They don't seem to notice you, though. All of a sudden, you look and you see, it looks like folks in very disheveled, very destroyed clothing. And they're just kind of lumbering about, and the zombies. Faces are all rotted.
Why did it have to be zombies? You know how I feel about zombies.
Don't make the noise. Where's Daryl when you need him?
Yeah. Sure. Make fun of the redneck until the zombie apocalypse.
Just remember, that makes you guys the Walking Dead.
Oh.
Kill the zombies.
Right in the face.
All right, well, I'm going to wait there.
Okay.
I'll move as quietly as Lady Corlin
yes,
can.
Let's all move stealthily.
Okay.
Up to where Hogarth is.
All except for Tilda.
Why?
Because you're holding a bullseye lantern. Unless you want to close your lantern.
Yeah. I'm staying put.
Oh, no. I saw that, too, that you just rolled.
Yeah, but if you, I have to stay put, otherwise I see the light. I know! I could go around the other way.
Yeah, you could. I got a 17.
I could totally run and you could just totally get them from behind. I got a 15.
Oh, hey, we're all safe.
As you guys are silently moving, you just hear this crazy clinking of the lantern. as Tilda's
can pick them up from behind.
Running off.
I can do move fast.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I totally do it. I'm so gonna do it.
Okay.
I'm just gonna run out, go, hey, wave the lantern, and then run the other way.
Yeah, it's not like you're gonna move fast.
Okay, do you...
But I'm gonna drop the lantern.
Behind. Now,
so
you...
originally, here,
listen, like, and now you see a light right over here.
You see light shooting back and forth as she's running down the hallway with her bullseye lantern.
No, and I'm gonna put the unsuspecting workforce over here.
You
see what I'm gonna do because I'm gonna leave the lantern in here, and then I can use my hands to go along the wall. But I'm gonna try and get their attention so they chase me, and then you guys can kill them. Well,
so you're
hopefully.
Gonna be running around in pitch black darkness?
No, I'm gonna be kind of running, but I'm gonna be rubbing my hand along the wall. Ew.
Doing the padding thing. Along
yeah, because
yeah.
I've already been this way. I know what it looks like.
Okay.
She does, actually.
Okay.
So, do I get their attention?
You definitely, as you guys are looking, bullseye lantern flashes in zombie's face.
Hi, I'm Tilda! Hi, I'm Tilda! But I put the lantern on the ground.
Okay.
They'll be smart enough to pick it up.
Yeah.
Usually. Although.
And I get surprised, so I get first initiative.
I'm definitely not the intelligent one.
I'm just going to shoot
it down.
I'm just
shoot,
gonna shoot
and run.
Monsters.
And they can just pick them off from behind. I'm stupidly daring.
And we thank you for that.
Yes, we do.
We do embrace them.
Tilda.
Okay, the unlikely fellowship, unlikely to survive.
And roll, go ahead and roll initiative.
Yay!
Ooh. Wow.
Okay,
believe it or not, zombies actually roll pretty good on initiative.
I got a 16. 19.
18.
11.
But see, I get first round, though, because it's a surprise.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely a
surprise. So I can start
Everybody's surprised.
And what did you get?
19.
Oh.
And Hogar?
18.
These are actually strangely good rolls.
Yeah, I know.
I get a plus 4 to initiative.
Oh, I get a minus 1, so I'm always excited when I break, you know, the double
digits. The 10s, yeah.
And by the way, when I start running, I'm going to be making a lot of noise when I do it.
Okay.
So that they're clanking.
There's a wraith over there.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
but they're clanking. That way I can overcome
Galen,
the clanking
it is
sound.
Your turn.
Oh, I got highest?
Yeah.
Can I see?
Thanks to the bullseye lantern that's pointing out.
I am holding action until I see all of the undeady-like creatures head towards the little one.
Okay, so the red lines are the light. So you can see everything that's in the light.
I'm holding action until I see them move forward so as not to alert them to our presence just yet.
Okay.
I want them to take the bait.
Well,
hi, bait.
At this point, she's already popped out and she's getting ready to run.
Okay.
So she has
action.
Their attention.
Yes, but
this is your surprise round, basically. That's what I'm saying. This is going to be just you guys.
Then
I'm going to fire off a shot to get their attention. You can fire
you
too. Yeah.
On your turn? Or
yes.
Do you want her to hold action?
I get first initiative because I'm the one initiating.
Okay.
See?
Well, then go right ahead.
Okay.
And you're doing it with advantage.
Because that way, if you fire an arrow anyways, like they may think it was me anyways. Oh, crap. I miss. Will a what's my
with
new one?
No
less. Will an 11 hit?
A 11 will definitely hit the little slow zombie.
Okay, so I had surprise, I'm going to. Do I get the?
And the surprise comes from
surprise.
She actually hit.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I got. Let's see here. It's 13. Wow. I got 17 points of damage.
17 points of damage?
Yeah.
The zombie's really messed up. Has a big, huge arrow sticking through it. But it is still moving towards you.
Okay, and now I'm dashing. I'm taking my movement. I'm running, and
go
I'm
ahead.
Dashing.
Take your dash.
And I'm and the whole time I'm like going.
With your mad cackle.
Come and get me again.
Okay, so while you're doing this,
catch me if you can.
I will ask for a dex save just to see, since you're running through these pitch black hallways.
You know, she was doing the Home Alone thing. The arms
okay,
up there.
Hold on. Where's my?
You can use your acrobatics knowledge.
Okay, so I got a 14.
Okay, so you don't trip and fall. Because it would be funny if you trip and fall, and then the zombies get to catch you and pounce on you at once.
Well, I'm about to fire on the arrows sticking out of him. I don't have advantage yet, so I must create some eventually.
Okay.
How is...
If I was able to hit, you hit.
Oh, I definitely hit. Unnatural 20.
That will definitely hit.
Okay.
What's your damage?
1d8 plus 4 piercing. And we've got 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Catch me if you can!
Your arrow goes through and just takes out the zombie's head.
Yay! Bye, zombie!
Bye, zombie.
Okay.
Are they the ones following me, I hope?
Well,
poor
Yorick.
He's
a man of infinite
chest. Lady Corlin or Hogar, do you want to pop your head out yet or wait till they start following her?
Given where she went, I'm not worried about the zombie horde just yet.
Okay.
I'm going to, and because she's making so much noise, I'm going to poke my head around and look at the wraith stealthily.
Okay.
And then I'm interested if there's anything I hear or see in this direction.
You actually, when you're looking down here, you notice that there's light out here for some reason.
There's light?
There's light coming through this area.
Moving towards us?
And by the way,
Does it look like a natural light source?
It looks like there's torchlight in the distance.
Strange.
And this is a difficult terrain, by the way. This is where they actually cleared the blocked passageway.
Oh, joy. That's awesome. All right, so I'm going to be stealthy.
Pretty damn
very
stealthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And checking in on the
wraith. You still see the wraith clawing itself? But when the halfling starts screaming, it kind of looks off to a distance like it's looking right through the wall.
Oh, crikey.
And you see it stop. It basically, its tension is now
fixated.
Something there.
But it's not moving. It's not like leaving its little cup. Yeah,
it's still there.
Alcove. Okay.
I'm going to hold for when it moves out of sight. I'm going to follow it around the corner.
Okay. All
right. Well, I'm going to hold my action until the zombies move. And the first zombie who moves, I will run and bash it in the face.
Okay. So
the whole point is to follow me so you guys can get it from... Well, okay.
All right. The last zombie who moves, I'll run and bash it in the face.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
the zombies are very slow.
They're not very fast.
We're at top of the order, back in initiative.
Don't the zombies get a move?
No, surprise round.
Yeah.
Oh, duh.
Basically, this was your guys's...
Yeah, we got to...
All right, then I'm just going to fire again. Since
okay.
Even a zombie knows we're there.
No, they don't. No, they know I'm there.
They're going after the motions.
That's
so.
The whole point.
Well, then I'm holding action until they go.
Until they're in
light. Until they're in
the... Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is now Hogarth's turn.
Holding for Wraith.
Okay. Okay, it is now Tilda's turn.
Do you need the next? Yeah. Do you have a
tissue? Ooh, she
brought
a whole
box. She came packing.
Thank you.
I know about the plague.
Okay, so I'm going to continue making my noise, but do I hear them? Following
you hear them. They were shuffling in your direction, but they haven't had a chance to move.
Okay, actually, I'm going to pause and wait and listen. Okay?
Okay.
And say, come and get me! Come and get me!
Okay. So are you holding action, or are you just going to do that?
I'm holding until I hear them get a little closer, and then I'm going to dash on.
Okay.
Can zombies hear?
Sure.
Yeah, they have
senses. I think
they
must have...
Okay. All of a sudden, you...
Your eyes haven't rotted out.
I want to make sure they're following
you. Yeah. All of a sudden, you hear movement, and they start moving.
Because they're slow, 10, 15, I know. 15,
20, 5, 10, 15, blocking his way. 5, 10, 15, blocking his way. Okay.
I will fire on the one in the back.
Okay, fire. Go ahead and give me a roll.
Ooh, 19 is critical. So hold on, that's without... So add the... Okay, so that's 27.
Carry
that's
the one.
Crit.
Okay. Roll for damage.
Crit.
Roll for damage. Remember to use the right dice.
Roll your crit damage.
Oops. Shoot it in the face.
And that would be 14 points of damage.
Okay. Arrow shoots it in the back as it's still moving forward. As you guys are seeing shadows cast by the... you're still making noise. Okay.
Bash that one in the face.
Come and get me, Hollywood. Come and get me, Hollywood. It's those jelly donuts. They caught me in the middle of the night. Come and get me, Hollywood. Hollywood. Come and get me, Hollywood.
Will a 14...
Definitely. Wait.
A 13.
Yes, it will.
Zombie doesn't even see it coming.
Yay.
It's like a scene from The Walking Dead.
Oh, excellent. This is 1d8. I like red today.
Red is power.
5 plus strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9.
9? All of a sudden you come back and you just destroy its face with your axe.
She killed it in the face.
She killed it in the face. Alrighty, so it is then. So all of a sudden, Hogarth, you notice the wraith. All of a sudden, starts to after it's like its senses focused finally on whatever the sound was it was looking on, and you just see it wonk through the wall.
I won't see it coming.
You see it wonk through here. And then it wonks through the wall.
This way?
That way.
Running down the hallway.
A little side note, the movie The Wraith starring Charlie Sheen was filmed in Tucson, Arizona.
Was it really?
Yes, it was.
And then
I love
you
that.
Can tell
Tilda,
me to run the other way.
You just see wonk through the wall. And it comes right there in your face. And the wraith comes running at you with its clawed hand reaching for you.
Dodge. Dodge.
And like, the other way, I'd rather face the zombies.
And it's reaching.
Yeah, you could probably knock the zombies over.
And it's going to reach out to touch you.
Yeah, but remember, I was holding action.
With a 15, with a 20.
I was holding action for... to dash? I did say that.
For hearing the zombies move, yeah.
How am I not there for a zombie? I am like a zombie. I'm going
it's completely silent. It didn't make a single sound.
Damn it!
Sound. And the thing is, you're in pitch black darkness.
Shit!
It might glow a little bit.
It has so a you can see faint glow as this face just...
You just like scene from a horror film.
And so, you just took 16 points of necrotic damage.
Oh my god.
And give me a constitution save.
Constitution. Okay.
Don't die.
I got a 9.
A 9?
Well, how about you roll one that doesn't hit another dice?
Yeah.
Only if the DM lets me. It's half her literally. That's half my hit points right there. Literally.
Ow!
Was this a random encounter roll?
Apparently, this life draining attack, since you failed the Constitution saving throw, have your hit point maximum reduced by an equal amount of the damage you just took.
I'm dead. I'm at zero.
You're at zero.
What's your hit point maximum? What are your max?
32.
So reduce that number by 16.
Yeah. So I am.
No. It's basically if you were to be healed, you could only heal up to 16 right now.
Oh, gotcha.
How long? Forever? Oh, you're gonna pay if that's the case.
This is what happens.
You'll need a long rest, but basically it just sucked your life force out of you.
How do you kill a wraith?
Well, she took the 16 damage, but her max. So basically, if a cleric came up and
healed
her,
I couldn't be healed above 16.
She couldn't go above 16.
Not until she's rested.
Takes a long rest.
Okay, so how does that work? She won't pass out until she's
at zero.
32 damage.
Well, if it hits her again, basically, yeah, she'd be at zero, and she can't come back until she takes a rest, which means she's basically down until she gets a long rest. That could be very dangerous with her number being 30. Sure.
How do you kill a wraith? Does anyone require?
Does anyone have the sword with 1,000 truths?
Seriously. How do you kill that witch?
I don't have multi-tag anymore, but
I know this really nice bard. I have a will, you know. I will everything to my cousin Twyla.
Well, no, you're going to give some money to your aunt, and
I'm going to precision attack that.
Okay.
So that's going to be...
And don't forget, as a hobgoblin, don't you have a thing that if an ally is within 5 feet?
That's damage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good. Damage it. Damage it. Damage it hard.
In the face.
Yes. Hit in the face, yes. I think
19. That'll hit.
I think that'll have to be our battle cry. Get into the face!
It's a lot better than my battle cry. Hi, I'm Tilda!
7? Really? I'm sorry.
The dice just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, 10.
10? And as you slash your sword...
Oh, wait.
Yeah, but you might distract him.
I get to re-roll all of those because I'm great weapon.
Okay.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh.
What were the odds of getting all ones?
Ones and twos, actually.
Yeah.
So, 8. I don't have to get to re-roll that. 11.
Yeah, and then we find out there's no effect on the wreath.
Yeah, 12. 15.
15?
But you might distract him. And he'll go after you.
Okay, as your sword swings through, you realize that it barely feels like you're hitting the wind, but there's just a little hint of resistance.
Freaking hell! Did he lose anything?
Oh, he did damage. He did some damage. There's tatters to the rags that the wraith is wearing. Unfortunately, it is incorporeal.
I wonder how you kill a wraith. Does light affect it?
Fire.
Maybe. Clerics. Turn undead.
Well, yeah, you knew we had no cleric with us today.
You went into the crypt of scary deadness.
You did go into the crypt of scary deadness.
You're the one who put the scary wraith in there.
I couldn't justify the ecosystem having something living in there if it's been unopened for all these time.
That's true.
You know, I've got these zombies if you want to go and help with the deadness.
Yeah, Ogre's like, oh, shit.
Especially when it went wink, and you're watching it go winking through walls and corridors.
Yeah, he held it in his whole shit until he swung the blade.
And it just feels like it just barely touched anything. Except you're seeing the poor halfling going, ah, with her cheeks sucking in. It looks like her very life is draining. Mm. So we are at the top of the order. Galen, you are up.
I saw Hogar go off, and I heard a scream, no doubt.
You heard Tilda make this horrible sound.
Yeah, it was horrible. It's like, so I will, as I head towards Hogar, I will shout to Corlin, saying, the little one, I must help.
Aww.
And off I go, I get advantage.
And what's your speed?
30. 25. Well, don't put me right next to it because I'm a ranged weapon. I
put you right there.
And so I can still fire my bow without...
You can fire it without being at disadvantage. So you will fire it at advantage.
At advantage.
Yay,
kill it. Into the face.
I hope your arrow doesn't pass through it and hit Tilda.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
18 points of damage. 18 to hit, yes. And 5 points of damage.
Okay. 5 plus.
That is the plus. Oh. I had rolled a 1.
Ew.
Oh, well, it's because you're fighting in almost near absolute darkness.
That's true.
You can still see it, though, because it's got its own kind of glimmer.
Well, I'm kind of giving her that much. That I'm giving her that she didn't run into Hogar and trip over.
Thank you for that.
Go ahead and get that sneeze up. I'll edit it.
I know there's a sneeze coming. I was like, and because we said it now, it's like the sneeze is like the setting.
And then I won't edit it. I'll leave that in. Okay, so it is now Hogar's turn.
I'm going to slip in here and try to get more advantage. From the little one who does not have a weapon, I'm guessing.
Oh, no, I do.
No. She had her little weapon out.
In that case,
I'm guessing. Mind you, it's a little weapon.
Okay. Shut up. Remember, there is some trepidation now. Letter opener. That there's an archer blind shooting behind you. Just going to let you know that.
Oh, God, I'm so
scared. I don't see the little glow.
Not worried about that too terribly much.
I bet you said he's glowy.
You might want to take a step to your...
I will, because I'm like, I can now feel you in front of me, and that ain't right.
Yeah, Carrie, it's absolute darkness, because no one brought a light source.
No, the light source is owned by me. I'm handling it. Oh!
Oh!
Damn! Crit for you.
Do you have the ability that gives you the extra thingy?
Extra thingy?
Of course he has the extra thingy!
Third level improved critical.
Well, I don't know that I get it. Because I'm on a different fighter path than you.
Yeah.
No, she has it too.
Yeah,
it's a standard fighter thing.
Action surge? Yes.
Let me
I can double check real quick.
19s and 20s give you.
Oh, yeah, the improved crit?
Yeah.
Yeah, 19s or 20s. No,
yeah, because she's a great 19, weapon fighter too.
You critted.
Okay, great.
So, crit.
And what's the crit do again?
Double damage.
So,
which is good when you're fighting something that has damage resistance.
Indeed. Great sword damage. Reroll. So, 14, 16. Martial advantage.
Okay.
22. 29.
Wow.
32.
Okay. Wow. I just have to say, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Woohoo! I had to make the expletive. Damn!
All of the syllables. The extra syllables for extra excitement.
You swing and you just see...
Maldocious.
For a second, you see parts of it completely wonk out and disappear.
Yay.
And then basically they come back, but you see tatters in the clothes that it's
wearing. Oh, good. Tatter that.
And the Wraith is definitely going to be looking at you shortly.
Over here.
Yeah, it definitely, you seem to have gotten its attention.
Good job.
Good job. I have to say, wow.
Okay. Tilda, what are you going to do?
If I attack him, or actually, if I, like, back up, go the other way, would that create an
As soon as you leave its sphere.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to attack it because either way, he's going to get hit.
Something tells me you're not going to get the kind of attention Hogarth just generated.
No. Yeah, I think even I could feel that. He's got my attention, too. And I'm going to miss.
Okay, Tilda kind of wiggles the dagger by the way, it's in the dark, so you're at a disadvantage. So you roll me a second d20. It didn't get any worse. Okay. Alrighty, so you're just going to do that?
Mm-hmm, because okay. If I try and move...
Yeah. Okay.
He's going to hit me.
So the zombies are going to take their turn.
Such lowly zombies.
Oh, that one's just going to keep going?
They hear lots of noise.
Is
you
know.
Going to
get a swing on that one?
As soon as it does this, yes, you get your attack of opportunity.
You took a green.
Opportunity.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Eight.
That will hit.
Oh. Yay.
Zombies AC, for those at home, is an AC of 8.
Wow. All right. Yay.
Go for Dex.
And another 9 damage.
9 damage?
Yeah. Oh, no. Wait. Plus one. Oh, it's 10. It's 10 damage. I forgot.
Okay, you take a chunk out of him.
All right.
But he was moving, so he will continue his moving. So he moves to there.
Does the light come this direction also?
Yes, they kick over the lamp, and it kind of swivels, pointing this direction now.
All right.
So be careful walking in the dark.
Okay.
Okay. And it is your turn.
I will press my shoulder, because I have sword and shield out, to the wall. Okay. And I will round the corner I remember being there. And I will move towards the zombie I hit. And I will
and the light.
Smack it again.
Okay.
Smack it soundly.
Much more soundly.
Almost sure. Resoundingly. Okay, 22. Yes.
I think you rung his bell.
And with 8 points of damage.
Okay. Okay, it doesn't finish him, but he now has like a chunk of his arm going through him, and he's moving in 2 separate parts.
Oh, that's so gross.
Straight through the rib cage. Okay. Okay, so it is now going to be the Wraith's turn.
Nasty Wraith, nasty.
Who's turning around to attack the interloper who stopped it from having its meal.
I'm giving it the worst face ever.
But turning his back to me, that doesn't give me an attack of opportunity, though.
No. Because it didn't leave the your
even though I'm
range.
A rogue.
Yeah.
But you can do it from
and
behind.
She's all roguey. Now, rogues do it best from behind.
You have your sneak attack. Mm-hmm. That's what you get because you're a rogue.
Oh, yeah, I'm going
to
be using
and the Wraith is going to use its life-draining touch.
Yay!
No!
Will a 12 hit you?
Please
I should
no.
hope not.
Barely.
It did?
What?
It's a touch
AC, right?
Armor,
it's just against your regular armor class.
Oh, regular armor class?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, there's no difference in armor classes now. It's just straight
with
your AC 5. Is.
Well, this guy, that makes him a lot less dangerous. 17,
yeah.
No.
He Yay! Swings his hand at you and just misses by inches. As you're going to feel the hairs that are almost touched wither and die. Okay. And, yeah, it's going to stay in fight. It's not too jacked up. As I scare everyone by saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back to the top of the order. So, Galen.
Well, I can feel Hogar in front of me, so I'm going to move to the side.
Okay.
And you can see the glimmer now.
Can I see the glimmer?
You can see the glimmer, but you're shooting at disadvantage because you're in the pitch black dark.
Take it. Yeah, I'll take it. With the glimmer. I could shoot you, you know.
You could shoot Hogar.
I hope not. I have faith in you. So I have to choose the lower one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So that would be an 11.
Arrow goes flying, shy, shattering against the wall somewhere. You cringe as you don't know where quite it hit. Okay, and you going to do any more movement, or are you good with that?
Action surge. We're going to do it again.
Oh, okay.
And it's 11. Same.
And you hear another arrow shatter against the wood. As Hogar, by the way, you're seeing arrows just shoot wildly through the dark. One goes whizzing by your ear, Tilda.
At least it didn't hit your ear.
Yeah,
thank you. That's true.
Take a piece
you
of
know,
ear.
I have a track record with shooting.
Hogar, it is your
turn. My own people.
Has anyone got a light source for this archer?
I'm sure I do.
Even the wraith, you hear a waily sound that sounds almost like an incorporeal chuckle.
I have torches.
But then you have to drop down
exactly.
And light a torch. And...
Twelve.
Okay. Were you rolling a disadvantage? Or why were you rolling 2d20s?
He can see in the dark.
Yes, he can see in the dark.
Yeah. I was just asking why were you rolling 2d20s?
Because he's got people next to him.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I was just wondering.
Yeah. Flanky.
Yep, flanky goodness. But
combat advantage.
Only 12.
Only 12? A 12 will not hit.
Oh, shit. But I should have precision attacked it. Because I rolled so low. 20?
A 20 will hit.
Okay. And you're cool with him doing it?
Well, his turn hadn't ended. If he rolls that low, he gets to roll the extra dice.
I should have technically done it before the result. Prepared,
yeah.
But
it's okay.
Forgetting stuff because it's still new.
And it's been a while since we gamed.
Right.
Actually, it has. It feels like forever.
It's been quite a while. There was that whole big convention in the middle.
Yeah.
And busting the plague.
Work correction.
Took a little vacation to New Orleans for Mardi Gras.
15. Reroll. 21.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I'm glad that Hogar is on our team.
Yes. What a lucky day when Saladin did the Crown of Madness on him.
Well, and that lady
and as you swing, and all of a sudden, like the neck part disappears for a second and then slowly rematerializes, but it's all ripped and haggard. You can see a skull.
You gave him two smiles.
Excellent.
All right, so it is Tilda's turn.
Okay, he's behind. I'm going to take the advantage. Okay.
Well, you are disadvantaged.
Oh, so that means just means I get a regular.
Yeah.
That's still better.
Okay.
It cuts your combat advantage down to...
Okay, so is a 12 is not good enough to hit.
12 is not good enough to hit. So you're wiggling your dagger around in the darkness again.
Yeah. Short sword.
Short sword. Well, to other people, it looks like a dagger.
Let her open it.
Give it to me, daughter.
Can you die? Can I give that to me, daughter?
Okay, so it is the zombie's turn. And this
That's
zombie's
right, you can
good.
Hear them.
Hold it, actually, because I could shift, though, without...
Yeah, you can
move. I'm going to shift.
Do I get an attack of opportunity as he moves?
This one's actually not moving. It's turning around to face
It's saying, there's something behind me.
All of
a
sudden,
a chunk out of
when
me.
You turned and ran, it sensed your presence. Ooh. It's going to slam its zombie fists against you and your mighty shield.
And not hit.
Will a measly 10 hit your mighty armor?
No,
as I said, it slams its fist against your shield and you deftly block it.
Noxie is
He's just flashing
so
at your shield going, you brute, you brute, you
vicious
brute.
This is brute.
And it is your turn.
All right, zombie, I know I can't explain to you why you should surrender.
I can't read it.
That's like a 17. That's one of those dice that the numbers and the die are the same color.
It is a 17, so plus...
Yes.
It's 21.
You are definitely planning on finishing it off with this blow, I can sense.
Coughing. And that's a 9.
That just shatters the skull, and you've now split it, and it's fanned open, and its body slumps to the ground.
Awesome. Can I... Do I need an action surge or can
you
I
haven't taken up? Your movement.
You haven't taken your movement, and I'll give you an incidental of picking up the lantern.
All right, I'm going to pick up the lantern, and I don't think I need a shield with these zombies. So yeah.
Okay. So and you still.
Well, you can also clip it to your belt.
I'll clip it to my belt, and I'll move.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30
And sweet.
Then I will action surge.
Oh.
And I will hit this zombie. And I will hit that zombie. Because 19 will definitely hit.
That's a crit.
No, no, that I was 15 on the die.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Unnatural crit. An unnatural 19.
It's so unnatural to strike.
Well, it's unnatural, so I guess, you know.
But that's 11 points of damage.
Okay.
Die. In the face.
In the face. As you smack the back of it with the axe.
Yes. And there's maybe starting to be a little glimmer of light.
Yes, there's a glimmer of light coming this way, but it's not really helping you with the wraith yet.
Not yet, but it's coming.
It's almost like the dawn coming from the distance.
The dawn take you all.
So
and
the
be
wraith
stoned
is
you.
Going to swing at Hogar again. Ooh.
What is it? What is it?
That'll hit.
Yep. Well,
that'll
22 hits you.
Huh.
16 points of damage.
Roll
and give
high.
Me a constitution save.
Please roll high.
As you feel your life being sucked out, as its skeletal hands are in your chest. It feels like its hands are wrapped around your very heart, sucking your life
out. Please roll high. The cold clearing.
And reduce your maximum hit points by 16 until you can take a long rest. As you just feel your muscles, as it pulls its hand out of your chest, your muscles just weaken and thin.
I think you're going to have, once we clean this place out, we'll have to have this cleansing of this place.
So,
okay. And we're back to the top of the order.
Okay, is...
Oh.
Is 15, is 13 high enough to hit?
13 is high enough to hit.
Okay,
so we know we have to get 13.
Okay.
Yay!
Gaming with mathematicians.
What? It's not mathematicians so much as accounting.
12 points of damage.
12 points of damage?
12.
Okay, as you shoot your arrow through, it seems like a chunk of it goes flying through it with the arrow.
Oh, really?
As the arrow shatters against the wall in the dark.
Foul beast.
Okay, so Hogard, it's your turn. Now that your arms, your sword is feeling heavy in your hands, it's never felt this heavy except when you were a young, young hobgoblin.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to use your, like, thingy that gives you the extra die for your attack?
Precision.
Yeah.
Do I have advantage now that she's here? Should I?
No, because she's got to be completely opposite for combat advantage.
I can
yeah, but I'm flanking him.
No, you'd have to be opposite of him.
Yeah.
Like,
see, you went and
ruined
it for him. But that's okay. You're protecting yourself. Fine.
She's afraid a zombie is going to come up behind her and eat her skull.
I don't blame her. Here, I tried to do something actually smart, and I do something that's actually unsmart.
Oh.
No matter what I do, that's not going to help.
Oh. Hogar swings, and when you swing with the, like I said, your sword has never felt this heavy in your hands.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
As you swing, you're at the zenith of your swing, and you feel the sword just slip from your grip.
Oh wait, no. Did you roll a one?
Yeah. Yes, he rolled a
as
one.
As your sword goes flying through the
crack,
through the wraith, and clinks to the floor next to the halfling.
Oh, that's bad.
Damn it.
Okay.
Bring him his sword.
Can't you search through this thing?
You can't go through an enemy, but you could go...
It's a ghost!
You could go around, I mean. As long as you don't leave, you basically...
You can go through...
You can go through Tilda. She is a friend, so you
and
can
she doesn't take up much space anyways.
Because basically if you go through it...
Is that going to give him an opportunity of attack?
No, as long as he doesn't leave. Okay.
He's just staying nice and
he's dancing around.
As an incidental, would you like to pick up your
yes.
sword? I will give that one to you. As you feel kind of bad about that. Life training touch, man. It just jacked your shit.
No shit.
Oh,
it just jacked your mojo.
Definitely has to go away now.
Yes,
okay, so
definitely.
Tilda, what are you going to do?
I'm going to attack.
You're going to attack?
Yeah, I'll get him.
Ogre, you notice her kind of going with her dagger.
I think I've been watching her do this the entire time.
Yeah, you seem to sense a pattern with the halfling fighting in the dark.
Of course, on the other hand, I'm not saying anything because I flung my sword after getting touched by that thing, so whatever.
Yeah. Gladly. No one in this room really saw that. They just saw you shuffling around in the room.
Yeah, it looks like you were...
Well, they heard the clank of the sword on the wall.
No.
Yeah, but that's all that was that, you know... Princess Bride,
clink, clink, clink.
Where he tosses the sword and then it lands in the thing and then he pulls it out. You just pulled one of those. Yeah.
For all we know.
Because I have faith in you, Hogar.
Okay, so Tilda, is there any movements you want to make?
Well, I don't really want to get his attention again. I'm going to hide.
You can't really hide from me in plain sight.
I can think I can hide.
You can think I can hide.
I'm in pitch dark. I'm gonna get down really low.
Unfortunately, for the wraith, it's sort of like the ring race in Lord of the Rings. You're this bright, glowy thing in this dark,
see,
place.
I'm not. I'm small.
Because you're alive.
And I got a 16.
16 to hide. Yeah. So you're hiding.
In pitch dark. It's kind of pushing down.
Doesn't it work if I close my eyes and can't see you? Then you can't see me.
So this zombie, it's. Gonna ignore you and continue down the hallway. Would you like an attack of opportunity?
I will take that attack of opportunity. And let's see, we determined that that's
8 is good enough to hit.
Right, so a 10 will hit.
A 10 will definitely hit.
Sorry, it's coding, okay.
The drugs.
And you know, she just.
Addition is challenging. And
I hope you're driving.
Yes.
Okay.
7 damage.
Okay, you hit it again from behind, and you think you've got its attention, but it was going to go down the hallway, and it meets Hogar.
No!
And it's going to swing its lumbering fists at Hogar.
Ineffectually!
Not ineffectually.
Damn it!
Will a 17 hit you?
Yes, that's just easy.
Okay, 4... Damn it. 4 points of damage as it blood as something, you know, walks up and then you notice it's a zombie.
Oh,
it beats its fist against you.
Come behind, so,
bloody hell.
Can we get more light?
Alright, so
the light's coming. Mm-hmm.
Lady Corlin, it is your turn.
I will move up with the lights.
And you bathe them all.
But I'm still in his shadow because he's in front of the light.
I'm still hunkered down.
He's still kinda in the open.
I believe a 15 will hit.
A 15 will definitely hit the zombie.
The zombie, definitely.
And 6, 7 damage.
7 damage? It 7. Explodes. Hogar, you see zombie come and go, and it smacks you, and then Lady Corlin just steps around the corner and it explodes.
No, this gorgeous light just comes around the corner.
Like a goddess.
And here she is in her Valkyrian glory.
Here I am. I brought the light. I had
and all of a sudden, those of you who have been in this pitch black darkness, your eyes sting for a second, but then nicely, full light blasts down the hallway, lighting up everything pretty much from here on in partial light and that in all light.
Yes.
Okay, so it is now the Wraith's turn. And it's going to turn and try to swing on Hogar again.
After all, you made such a big impression.
Or depression.
Several, in fact.
Oh. 23 to hit. Okay, 16 off your hit points.
No.
And then make me a constitution save.
Another one. I suggest you make the constitution save. Otherwise, he's at, 8 hit points?
Yes!
Yes, you make the constitution.
You made it.
13 was the
However,
target.
My max hit, I have more damage than my max hit points.
Well, no, it's... Don't worry about...
You
went down... You've gone
went
down
32
16. Points. What was your... Okay, so 36 down from your total.
And my max is currently 33?
No.
Start 36 off of that.
16 off of 36.
So you were a 49?
Yeah.
So you're now at 20.
You're
now you're 49 at
16 max, and then you're my brain's not working with arithmetic.
So it's not that my max hit points are reduced; it's my healing
ability. Yes.
So 49 is your ceiling. It's now dropped 49, 16. And then this drops 16. Right. So you're still at 16 minus that, which would be...
Actually, it's minus 20.
23.
I'm at... So I'm at 36 damage.
36 damage.
Well, how did you lose...
Ceiling is 33.
He lost
You should
16
be at 32. 16 and 16.
It's 16 and 16.
Oh, no, to the zombie. Okay.
Yeah,
Okay.
My brain's not working right now. So
you're still going.
Here, you want?
Is my math right?
Here. Yes, but that's just the healing part.
He's
still going strong.
Yes.
Just don't get hit again.
So you're currently at 13 hit points. Your max is at 30. Max is 33. So if you take a healing potion, you can only go up to 33.
Okay. What does a healing potion do again?
You drink this potion, you gain 2d4 plus 2 hit points.
Okay.
Okay. And the wraith just sucks in more of your life.
Bastard.
It tries to suck more, but it doesn't.
Oh, he sucks, all right.
Okay.
And so we'll just call him Dyson.
Galen's turn. Now that you can see the wraith, you are not at disadvantage.
I see you now, foul creature. You shall not survive a moment more. Because I'm lawful good, man. He's evil, evil, evil.
Unless he's a lawful good wraith, you never know.
Yeah, because those are so common.
19.
That will hit.
Unnatural. Well, yay. It's unnatural.
It's a wraith. There's nothing more unnatural.
It's more natural than the wraith.
10 points of damage.
Okay. 10 points, you say?
Ten points.
And as you all look with the light that Lady Corlin provided, Galen's arrow shoots with her curse and strikes the wraith, and the arrow and the wraith as one evaporate to nothing.
Oh!
And you just...
Who knew I was prophetic?
And as the wraith evaporates, Hogar slumps slightly. Tilda, weakened in her condition, and that's a good place to wrap it up there.
Ooh, 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 yeah.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.